In this bulletin, former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies after collapsing during a court appearance. Iran warns it's about to breach limits on the amount of enriched uranium it can stockpile. And in football, the first team sent packing from the Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Ousted former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has died after fainting during a court hearing. A top figure in the Muslim Brotherhood, Mr. Morsi was the first democratically elected president in Egypt's modern history. He'd been in jail since he was toppled by the military in 2013 after mass protests against his rule. State television reports 67-year-old Mr. Morsi was in court for a hearing on charges of espionage emanating from suspected contacts with the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas.
Mohamed Morsi Alayat passed away today during the espionage court hearing. The deceased had asked the judge to speak. He was permitted, and after the session was adjourned, he fainted and passed away. His body has been moved to the hospital, and the necessary procedures will be taken.
Mr. Morsi was serving a 20-year prison sentence for a conviction arising from the killing of protesters during demonstrations in 2012, and a life sentence for espionage in a case related to the Gulf state of Qatar. Iran says it will soon breach limits on the amount of enriched uranium it can stockpile under a 2015 international agreement. A White House National Security Council spokesman says Iran's announcement amounts to nuclear blackmail and must be met with increased international pressure. French President Emmanuel Macron says he regrets Iran's announcement, but he's hopeful any further escalation of tensions can be avoided.
All forms of escalation do not go in the right direction and won't help Iran itself and the international community. So we will do all we can with our partners to dissuade Iran and find a way to a possible path for dialogue.
A pro-democracy activist has been released from a Hong Kong prison early and immediately called for the territory's chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down. 22-year-old Joshua Wong has been released from detention after completing a two-month sentence for his part in the 2014 pro-democracy protests that became known as the Umbrella Movement. On Sunday, 2 million people rallied in Hong Kong against a proposed extradition treaty with mainland China, prompting Chief Executive Carrie Lam to suspend its implementation indefinitely and apologise for promoting it. But her apology hasn't satisfied her political opponents, who want the bill scrapped entirely. Joshua Wong says Carrie Lam needs to go.
What we try to do is just through civil disobedience and direct action and let the whole world, let the international communities to realise that how Hong Kong people will not keep silence under the suppression of President Xi and the chief executive Carrie Lam. Carrie Lam must step down.
Encrypted messaging service WhatsApp says it's working with authorities to help them locate missing Belgian backpacker Theo Hayes. The 18-year-old's distraught father has pleaded for access to his son's account, believing it could hold the key to his disappearance. New South Wales police admit that they're baffled by the disappearance of the young man. Mr. Hayes was last seen leaving the Cheeky Monkeys Bar in Byron Bay about 11 p.m. on the 31st of May, after earlier being captured on CCTV buying alcohol in a bottle shop. His father, Laurent Hayes, arrived in the country last week and has begged the public for help in finding his son.
When I left Belgium, I promise Theo's little brother, Lucas, that I would bring his brother home. Please, help me keep my promise to him. People have the power. Let love rule.
Two teenage Melbourne brothers have been arrested for the bashing of an off-duty senior police officer that left him with bleeding on the brain. Transit and Public Safety Command Assistant Commissioner Chris O'Neill has been discharged from hospital as colleagues released more information about his attack. The duo, who were identified as brothers aged 18 and 19 after CCTV footage was circulated by the media, had earlier been forced to leave a train at Hayington Station. In the Women's World Cup, Spain and China have joined Germany in progressing to the round of 16 at the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in France after the last group stage matches for Group B. Already guaranteed a spot in the next round, Germany recorded a 4-0 win over South Africa, while Spain and China drew nil-all. The result means Spain progresses after claiming second place in the group, and China moves through thanks to it being among the best four sides to place third in the groups. South Africa played its last game of this year's tournament. Coach Desiree Ellis says despite not progressing, she's proud of how the team has performed in its first ever World Cup appearance.
I think we attracted a lot of fans and we were very grateful for the South African fans that came out to watch our games and many back home that watched on television. But we always knew it was going to be a challenge. But we're happy with the performance, but not the results. If we consistently play at the highest level, you know, we compete, we'll get better and better. And who knows, the sky's the limit for this team.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 18. Adelaide, a possible shower and 14. Showers in Melbourne, 13 degrees. Hobart, more showers. Canberra, partly cloudy and 12. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, possible shower, 21. Brisbane, sunny and 25. Cairns, mostly sunny and 27. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.